Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. On Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Welcome in. We're kind of on the Stephen Moore watch. I don't know if he's conferring with the president or not. The president's top public economist. You see him all over the place. Hopefully we'll catch up with him and Scott Pressler at 2:30 today. I'm on board with this from President Trump, and I get the broad strokes here, but I don't think I would get rid of everybody. He announced on Truth Social that he is removing the entire boards of the military advisory boards. These are the boards that help to set a lot of guidelines at West Point, at the Air Force Academy, at the Naval Academy, the Army, Air Force, Navy, and Coast Guard. He said, we will have the strongest military in history, and that begins by appointing new individuals to these boards. We must have the military academies great again. Now, we know what's happened, and we know, particularly West Point, if you remember, when they changed the mission statement, the weasel words they put in there, duty, honor, country. I'm paraphrasing. And I'm on board with this. It's a long time coming, but some of the people on these boards strike me as pretty good. Maybe keeping some of them and getting rid of some of the others who are the woke part of this whole deal. 855-839-1210. Side question today. Hit us with that all-time memorable commercial. That's what we're looking for. That's what we need. All right. Now, Westchester University. And I guess you could argue this is an innocent error. Are there that many people complaining about mispronunciation of their names? You know, and I've been known to mispronounce a few, accent a wrong syllable, and some people with it that have a tough name, they usually tell you something funny, like it rhymes with this, that, or the other. Okay. So Westchester, because a few people complained, they got an outfit that was going to pronounce the names in advance. And here, this outfit that they hired to pronounce the names in advance for the midterm. This was the middle of the year. I guess it was in January. They're facing criticisms this week over a school contractor that used AI to deliver name announcements at the graduation ceremonies. And they have been urged to reconsider the impersonal practice. Can you imagine some computer now saying your name? And I thought this was a real good example of this trend toward AI. People worshiping. Look, I realize we need to engage in a lot of money spent, a lot of creative people around AI because of what the Chinese are up to. To counter this, it's another race to use this in a military sense, geopolitical sense. You got to do that. You got to do that. But this whole thing gets into, to me, having driverless cars. It gets into something as simple as a graduation ceremony, turning it over to AI. Now, I'm not sure if the students thought the names were still mispronounced. There was a pretty funny example at Jefferson University recently where they had a woman who just was brutal. I mean, the simplest names, maybe not Jones or something like that, but mispronounced everything. So in an overreaction, they contract this out to have someone, as I understand it, I think they thought, pre-tape. Now, what if something goes wrong? One person's out and they get out of the rhythm. But I don't know. It was, it's signed by more than 1,000. It urges the university to reconsider this impersonal practice. So have you seen AI? You know, this idea that you can talk teledocking in some case. They're starting to deal with this, and AI will give you, this is ridiculous. It's a machine. So with AI, I have this confrontation of people wanting to turn to everything. Where are those jobs going to be then that people are going to do if AI's taken over and all this stuff, including doing a graduation ceremony? I don't know, Dan, if you just Google and find any sound of that, I can't imagine the, and did people have to submit how their name is pronounced? Some of these things are very difficult, tricky. People like their name pronounced a certain way, an accent on one thing or another. And when you're doing hundreds of students at this graduation ceremony, you contract out. You mean to say Westchester couldn't find in their communications department or something, somebody who's going to say, Dan Borowski, come up and get your degree in nuclear chemistry. You know, they had to farm it out to a contractor.
That's what doesn't make sense to me, because like I can think for high school and college graduation, I had to submit.
Right.
You know, how my name is pronounced.
Right. Exactly.
A lot of people say my name is Mashit, and it's not. It's Machete. It's Machete
okay.
without the E. So
that's a good way to have people remember it. If I were pronouncing it, I'd have it. The thing is, Henry, too, though, if the name's mispronounced a little bit and the person tried here and all, what in the world are we doing that we're going to contractors? And then they, geniuses, are using AI to
just get someone with a basic grasp of phonics. I mean, what was that graduation in the city? Yeah, that TikTok. Dan, you're
Jefferson.
Looking it up right now, aren't
you? Yeah, no, actually, I just pulled it up. I do have the audio there.
All right, here.
That one. That one was bad.
This is brutal.
Maybe they're just trying to prevent this from happening?
Yes.
Take a listen. Oh, why?
All right, AI's in there.
Please call Brad.
That's Taylor. Tylor.
Oh, Tylor for Taylor.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Here's another one. Victoria Elizabeth Bruce.
Wow.
What is she
What is she doing? You hear the woman there, yeah.
I'm going to try to get the next one before she says it, just to compare it 1 second. All right, Bridget Gabriel Bunkley, I think it is. Yeah, she's bad. So, and this went viral. This is 4.5 million views on TikTok.
Oh, yeah. It was embarrassing. And, you know, did we ever get to the bottom of why she chose this woman, why she was in that role?
I think she was just bad.
Yeah, but I mean,
Ina Barcelone.
It's Morgan Francesca Catherine Barcelone. She kind of got that one.
Right.
Efuni Batista Santos.
Stephanie Batista Santos.
When, what did she call it?
Jessica Lynn Bauer.
Jessica Lynn Bauer.
The Stephanie part, Aaliyah, I'm still working on.
Benamon.
Waiting for that one.
Alisuna Cole Bishop.
Allison Nicole Bishop.
Oh, boy. My God. All right.
If I'm remembering correctly, I think it's because she was only reading the phonetic spelling right. or the phonetic pronunciations of the names and not actually looking at the names and going, oh, that's Nicole.
Well again, we, oh, come, Stephanie. We come back to, though, you, look, the last name, everybody gets that.
Yeah.
But what in the world would compel you to be doing Stephanie in this weird way?
I mean, Joseph Dunn Black.
Eamon Joseph Dunn Black.
All right. So which one's worse?
Catherine Bosch.
Oh, she got that one right. Catherine Bosch.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
All right. So that's horrible. But the overreaction, we're going to farm this out to contractors.
Rebecca Boone.
Oh, Rebecca Boone. Okay.
These are not brutal names, a lot of them. Rebecca Boone, for example. So the bottom line is that she then, Westchester then, puts it out to a contractor. What could possibly go wrong? And then they decide, well, we're the contractor. Doesn't anybody specify we're going to use AI here?
I guess in this case, they were just leaving it up to the experts. Like, oh, you guys know what you're doing.
Yeah, that's right.
And I don't think AI can get a lot of names right. Like,
no.
You ever hear these? There's a lot of times, try pronouncing the name on the board that I just put there for you.
Oh, God. Now, I tried to go. But, yeah, all right. I said it the way Henry and I agreed. I'm not blaming you, Henry, on this.
If he's listening, please call him.
And then I said it wrong the other time, so I recorrected. I don't even know which one.
I don't know if AI would be able to get it right either.
It's Athan, not Athan, right? I think I was saying Athan the whole time.
I think it's Athan, isn't it?
It's Athan. He said Athan.
But that's only the first name. The last name,
Yeah.
I thought it was Athan.
Kustarumbus.
Okay, well, not
the last name is not hard. It's the Athan thing. And when it's two names, I can't just say you. You know, but he's cool with it. He's, you know, yeah, I mean,
sure,
I've seen guests, though, not with me necessarily, but they make, I told you that story, Dan. It's a true story. I won't say where. DJ and I are coaching. Emery, you'll like this. And the kid's thrown a ball pretty good. Pitchers, you know, you looked at him, five pitches. We were in charge of that. We always did that because that's the most important thing in Little League. And he's okay. And then he really caustically told us we weren't pronouncing the last name right. Was that Levin, so and all that type of stuff. And he had thrown three pitches. And we went, next. Weren't going to pick him. Weren't going to put up with all that. He could have thrown at 90. Not putting up with. I mean, it was brutal being told.
That's almost, that sounds like something out of like Seinfeld or Curb Your Enthusiasm. Like, he corrected me on his name. I can't pick that kid.
Well, Dan would be with me on this one. I could tell if the kid corrected him the way he did us, Dan, you would say, get him out of here.
Very tick and choosy is what I correct you on, though. Like,
yeah,
like Betsy Pringle's totally okay with me if you want to call her Betsy.
Okay, yeah, Becky Pringle. I don't know why I put Betsy in there, but using AI, what the heck are they? These students are right. I haven't seen Westchester say they will not use AI in the future here. All right, Stephen Moore is AWOL here. Yeah. Anything could be happening. We'll see.
Second time, though. Three strikes.
Second time. You know, he's usually a really on time guest. So, 855.
You know, I actually have interacting with the AI, Dom.
All right, let me hear it.
Get the name right. D O M.
Yeah. I mean, that woman, Dan, would read Dom as Don, without a doubt. I've seen it. Listen
where,
to you.
Where does that clip come from? Get the name right.
Get the name right. D O M.
We were at the Ford Museum in Detroit on a tour. Around the time of some, was it 2012 to something like that? Rich was with us even. He was on at night then, I think. And this guy just blurted this stuff out that was really objectionable. And then I went off because of what he called me to.
Get the name right. D-O-N.
Get him out. Get him out of here.
That's where it comes from.
Is that the same one?
The same one, I think, yes. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is push pound 12 debt. All right, it is time, though. Boy, that woman, my God, the Stephanie. It is time.
It's Dom.
That's right.
Money Melody. Money.
All right, we're playing for a pair of tickets to see People Will Say We're in Love, a special Valentine's Day concert at the Zlock. We love the Zlock. Performing Arts Center on the campus of Bucks County Community College on February 14th.
So, Dom, last night's performance, halftime performance, a little underwhelming. Not a big fan. Henry, did you like last night's performance?
Yeah, from what I could hear. I mean, I was out at a bar, so I wasn't too
Dom,
clear,
your thoughts on it?
No, it was I get some of this. I don't know his work, so to speak.
Yeah, I'll say this much. Yeah. I haven't cared for any other Super Bowl halftime shows because I really wasn't fans of them.
Right.
This is the first halftime show I was a fan of the artist on.
Well, I'm going to go back a couple years to one that I was a fan of the artist, Dom. And I like this one, but not so much general opinion of it. Kind of cringe, got to say. But here's an artist covering another all-time great Super Bowl for performer Prince with Raspberry Beret. We want to know who the cover artist is today, Dom. Also a Super Bowl halftime performer. Take a listen.
Outdoor and wore a raspberry beret, the kind you find in a secondhand store. A raspberry beret, and if it was warm, she wouldn't wear much more.
Incredibly recognizable voice, Dom. We just want to know who the cover artist, cover band is today covering Prince's Raspberry Beret.
All right, and you're going off to this lock. 855-839-1210. You got to get in right now. AT&T and Verizon, and say Coosterumbus five times. Don't do that while driving. 855-839-1210.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Dom, Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, listen to the clue and tell us who's covering this classic song.
I wore a raspberry beret, the kind you find in a secondhand store. A raspberry beret, and if it was warm, she wouldn't wear much more.
All right, let's go to Gina in Doylestown on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Gina, good afternoon. Who's singing that song?
Taking a stab at it. Warren Zevon?
No.
All right, good try, Gina. Try again tomorrow. Lou in Mount Laurel. Who's covering the song, Lou?
It'd be Coldplay.
Hey!
All righty, Lou. Nicely done. You're off to the Zlock. Valentine's related. Nice work on that one, Dan. Anything else to add?
Yeah, so back on Super Bowl 50, Dom, Coldplay headlined, believe it or not, featuring guests Beyonce and Bruno Mars.
Let me ask you, so I don't forget, great question on Twitter today.
Uh-huh.
Who would you like to see after Henry differs, I know, Kendrick Lamar's not-so-riveting performance in the eyes a lot, or
nobody.
They don't understand him or brought. That has not played the Super Bowl before, that you think could carry it.
And no one can. I hate to say, in 2025, no one can carry. And I don't mean to give that kind of answer,
okay,
but we're so segmented in what we like anymore that there's not going to be somebody that anyone can universally agree on. Because the answer for you would probably be someone like Bad Bunny, who is huge. There's going to be naysayers to Bad Bunny, too. Or if you throw out, let's say we go like the classics and throw out Fleetwood Mac. Stevie Nicks is still around. That would be a great one. Or some all-time greats. You're going to get pushback from the younger generation, too, saying who the hell cares about these old people. So
Miley Cyrus. I'm not Miley Cyrus. I mean Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
Taylor Swift.
One person who could do it was in the stands.
You don't think we would spend the entire week afterwards if we weren't Eagles fans bitching that Taylor Swift performed at the
Super
Bowl?
Right, but could she? Because of the number of songs, the name recognition, etc., and she could broaden out from the usual. This guy,
I think, what you have to do is you have to pick someone from a relic of the past who sold a hell of a lot of albums in a world where we as a society consumed one individual artist.
Right.
I think Taylor Swift would be big, but I think a lot of people would tune her out too. Just she's
it's always the boss then.
Like there's, I hate to say, but I don't like Bruce Springsteen, but I think he's as good option as Taylor Swift would be in this.
Probably, and then you bring somebody up for a duet with him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that's what I could see, like a rotation of bringing up some of the all-time greats that are still around performing, some rock legends,
right,
and let them each do a song or a portion of their song.
Can
a
the Stones
verse
do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think they could.
There.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
But it's better than this. God knows what this guy will do next year, though. How the NFL put him in charge? Well, that's part of the Summer of George Floyd agreement came out of that.
Only performing at the Super Bowl's national anthem, Billy Joel, throw him up there.
Oh, yeah, that would kill.
Well, you think so?
Totally.
Yeah.
I think there's still a big taste for Billy Joel out there, absolutely.
Now, the John Batiste guy, Roe really loves.
He was great.
He doesn't have the voice for the national anthem, though, I don't think.
You don't think? I thought that was awesome.
Well, I think he's really good. I just need a more commanding voice, potentially, for that.
Yeah, throw up Stevie Wonder, Bob Dylan, Paul McCartney, The Stones.
Yeah.
You know, Billy Joel, each doing, like, Dolly Parton
right.
does a verse and a chorus. Like, just have, like, a rotation of just... Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Have an extravaganza of these rock legends.
Right.
Out there. It's probably the last time you'd be able to have all these guys on the stage. Do it. Like, I think it's a fantastic... I don't know.
Hey, Dan, see if you can find... I just saw this. Arizona Healthy Schools Act is banning ultra-processed foods at lunch. Healthy school lunch bill introduced in Arizona. Taxpayer-funded meals at schools should be from whole foods, stuff like this. Oh, man. Look, I'm all on board with helpful meals and all that with kids, but am I banning, how much stuff am I banning here that they like, too, with RFK Jr.? Are people going to go along with that? Uh-oh, I'm looking at some of the foods there. Oh, God. It's like the tuna sandwich is back. So if we see anything more on that, this guy's going to be confirmed this week. There's no doubt. Tulsi Gabbard, I think, also. And these are really, really consequential confirmations. And I'm looking at the ingredients that are banned. Yellow dyes, blue dyes, red dyes, green dyes, brominated vegetable oil. All these things, bad. They sound bad. But the thing is, what's going to be left here that kids will eat and like? That's going to be the interesting battle. Can you actually find... I'd like to get this guy on, Dan. He's up now, Leo Busakusi. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Scott Presler in the on-deck circle. He'll be with us momentarily. Joe is in Doylestown. Hey, Joe. Afternoon to you.
This is Joe.
Yeah, Joe, go right ahead.
Okay, how are you?
Good, Joe.
All right, I'm gonna go fast. We laugh every day at this stuff. I mean, just the Super Bowl last night with, you know, there's 300 million people in the United States and 150 million watch the Super Bowl, and how Taylor Swift gets booed and Trump hailed as a hero. I have a suggestion. I think it's going to be I love what Trump is doing here. I don't know if anybody heard about, like, just these EVs. I mean, Ford lost $5 billion mm-hmm. in 2024 in their EVs. In 2023, they lost $4.7 billion. But I think, you know, like Trump says, the American people have the right to make a choice, and I love removing the $7,500 credit. But my answer is I think Trump can really pick it up and really have it deliver a knockout blow to the Democrats. And here's my suggestion. I love how Trump is coming across with these ideas and finding the waste. And I think I heard one today, like $59 million or something was wasted on illegals for luxury hotels in New York. And he's trying to get the money back. And Fauci saving the limo and the security on that. But any savings or any money that comes back in, I think Trump should toss out a bone. I think Musk had this American PAC, and you know, I got for American PAC petition. I got like two checks for $200, and we laugh that we got the check. You know, we're so happy.
Yeah, yeah. So you're talking about a rebate, which they sort of do in Jersey. They do it definitely in Alaska. Yes, and that would do two things. Your name is on that check when it goes out. When people get a check from a person, that's good. And it would put a little bit of a dent ongoing into inflation until we get out of this.
Correct, because I think it's going to be very challenging to get inflation down. Once things go up, you can't get them down. And, you know, I know we want to get interest rates lower, but that's going to cause house prices to go up. You know how it works. But, yeah, Alaska last year, it's called an Alaska Permanent Fund Dividend, PFD, plus energy relief payment, $1,700 went out to the citizens of Alaska.
Thank you, Joe.
I
got you. Thank you, Joe, very much. No, I like that idea. You even wrote it down. If Stephen Moore ever comes back on the show, I don't know what's going on. Usually he's the most reliable. I'm going to ask him about the rebate idea. You know, we like to get these people on because then I like to convey something from you, put it into their ear, and see if they'll then, you know, we were thinking about that. I might mention that's how ideas percolate. Has Trump heard of that? Yeah, that would be a masterstroke. You know, lessening taxes is one thing, but actually getting a check after all these cutbacks of all this fraud, waste, abuse, et cetera, is there, it adds up. Could it be $1,000? Yeah, potentially it could be $1,000. Let's go to Steve Feldman from ZOA here on Talk Radio 1210. Steve, you got something on the side question today.
I do. Thanks, Tom. Good afternoon. One of my favorites, which I actually reference a lot, the old Fram oil filter commercial, you can pay me now, you can pay me later.
Yes, that's always...
But the guy who doesn't change his engine.
Yeah, that's always...
Rather, the engine goes...
Yeah, that's always a good pitch toward any consumer or in medical terms, Steve. You're going to do this now, or you're going to go on the cheap now? I have to admit, as much as I think sometimes they're just overselling, I think about it. Thank you, Steve. Yeah, you're going to pay me now, you're going to pay me later. Very memorable catch line commercial, et cetera. All right, we have, let me play this before we get to Scott. Scott Presler coming up, Dan. This is the Prince Harry cut. Trump, for some reason, was either asked about it or wanted everyone to know over the weekend that he was not going to deport Prince Harry, which is in my top five of people I'd like to see deported.
Why?
Why? Oh, my goodness. Why are we paying for this fraudulent guy, all this security cost, et cetera, that we are? And what is he doing here? And does that mean that Meghan Markle would leave, too? That's what it's about, mainly. Here's what Trump said about that.
You cannot use the nuclear word ever again. Harry is whipped. Do you know the expression?
I'm familiar with the phrase.
I won't use the full expression. But Harry is whipped like no person I think I've ever seen. Not a fan of Meghan.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan. And I wasn't right from the beginning. Well, I think poor Harry is being led around by his nose. Okay.
You think he's going to win?
I do. I've been a very good predictor, as you know. I predicted almost everything. It'll end, and it'll end bad. And I wonder if Harry's going to go back on his hands and knees and say, please, you know, I think Harry has been led down a path.
If you were the Queen, is it at the stage now, would you remove their royal title?
I would. The only thing I disagree with the Queen on, probably one of the only things ever, is that I think she should have said, if that's your choice, fine. But you no longer have titles, you no longer. And frankly, don't come around. He has been so disrespectful to the country. And I think he's an embarrassment.
All right. We had another part there, Dan, where he said he's got enough problems with his wife. That was the, of course, we don't want the royal couple here. I think that's an 80-20 thing. You ask Americans, you want to keep Harry and Meghan Markle here? They're going to go, what? Or they're going to say, no, let's get them out of here. That interview with Oprah particularly. All right. Scott Presler has got a lot to report today, his weekly visit. He's using AI for the good here, I think. And in addition to that, he's got some registration numbers here in Pennsylvania that are startling. Could Pennsylvania be registration-wise, a red state. It certainly could. Scott Presler gives you an update on all things that are happening next on Talk Radio 1210.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Dom Giordano's show. Get in on the side question. And the one and only Scott Presler joins us a little bit later today than usual. It'll be 2 o'clock again next week with Scott as he roams across New Jersey and Pennsylvania registering voters. Scott, welcome back to town. Thanks for joining us. Yo, Scott, are you there? Wow, what's going on today?
Scott? He said he's there.
I put him on hold here. And over the weekend, I talked with him, and you're going to hear him lay out, and he is as grassroots ready to go, Dan, or no, okay. As grassroots as it gets, I told you last week that in Harrisburg, I'm told by people moving toward this, there is a bit of an appetite for election reform. So they tasked me, both sides. They wanted to know what you think and what I think. And then I got in some of the most expert people that actually do this, and what would they do? Well, nobody more expert that has seen how all this works for actual results, not theoretical, than Scott Presler. So, Scott, welcome back in. And what would Scott Presler do? A couple of things that might help in Pennsylvania, Jersey, wherever.
Thank you. Well, even after our win in November, we're continuing to hustle. And I'm not going to baloney you. I want to turn Pennsylvania into a red state. So we do that by continuing our voter registration efforts. I was at the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg for 9 days. I was there
Wow.
every single day, shaking every single hand that I could. But we're also really considering the election integrity front. And so within the last week, I announced that we had purchased all the voter rolls, that we have now been given AI technology, and we identified thousands of either potentially fraudulent / duplicate voter registrations. And so I have been meticulously one by one going into the system for PA, and I'm finding lots of people that moved from PA to other states like Louisiana, Ohio, New Jersey, and these people were still registered as active, a lot of them Democrat, while also being registered in New Jersey now, or the other state, the secondary state. Now, I do want to give a shout out to the Department of State in Pennsylvania, because perhaps they have listened that we were doing this combing of the voter rolls via AI technology. And in the last 7 days since I announced this, the PA Department of State has done a huge purge of the voter rolls. And so for our weekly numbers here on Dom Giordano 12 Talk Radio, the Democrats a week ago had 105,000 more registered active D minus R. And I'm very proud to tell you that as of today, that active number, D minus R, has dwindled to 90,750. And let me just break it down for a second. To the person listening at home, we are 90,750 voters from having a plurality of registered Republicans in Pennsylvania.
So certainly at this rate and what you've done before, by the midterms or maybe beyond, this could be registration-wide, a purple or even a red state. Great work, Scott. And again, these figures, that's a lot in 1 week, even for a state.
Well, it shows you, yes, voter registration is important, and I do encourage independent voters to change your party to Republican. There are 1 million of you out there, but we at earlyvoteaction.com are also fighting on the election integrity front. And I do want to say one last thing in case there are any legislators or lawmakers listening. I'm asking you to sponsor a piece of legislation this session in Pennsylvania that whenever a hunter, a farmer seeking their dairy license, a person doing fishing seeking that license, whenever they get their license from the Pennsylvania State Department, why don't we offer voter registration? That if Governor Shapiro is going to offer motor voter at the DMV, why don't we get every hunterman, fisherman, and farmer in Pennsylvania registered to vote at their current address? And so lawmakers, please give us that legislation.
That is a brilliant idea. I put that at the top of my list, Scott, as one of the things that can be done here. And that kind of backfired. I mean, I was in the camp, I don't know about you, and thought that was really going to cut, that's why Shapiro was doing it, toward Democrat voters. Any sense of why it didn't?
Well, you know, I got a lot of pushback for that, Dom. When Shapiro did the AVR, so many people were dooming and glooming and saying that the election was going to be stolen. And I understand the hesitation from 2020. I get that. But I said, guys, wait a second. No, this is an opportunity that so many white working class people that may not have otherwise registered to vote were now going to be registered to vote. And I think the data, correct me if I'm wrong, fact check me, has already proven that the automatic voter registration via the DMV has produced more registered Republicans than Democrats.
Yes, so absolutely.
I want to thank Josh Shapiro for helping to elect President Donald Trump as the 47th president in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
So, Scott, let's turn to Jersey. What's happening in New Jersey now?
Well, the data for the last month, you and I spoke about this. I want people to know New Jersey is in play. New Jersey is in play this November. Republicans registered 10,000 voters in the month of January, while Democrats lost 2,000. And you want to talk legislation? I get Google alerts for my name because I want to see, you know, if the Democrats ever say something about me. And get this, New Jersey legislators are actually proposing a piece of legislation to get all of the hunters and 2A in New Jersey registered to vote. And so I see this as such an opportune time that if we ever had a chance to flip the New Jersey governorship, then you register to vote at your current address, you register as a Republican, you vote in the primary on June 10th so you can pick your candidate, and you mark your calendar right now. You open up your phone and you put in Tuesday, November 4th, 2025. This next week, Dom, I am visiting Gloucester, Hunterdon, Union, Middlesex, Bergen, Burlington, and then I'm going to be at Gun for Hire on March 1st in Passaic County. So these next 2 weeks are really a lot of North Jersey, and I look forward to spending all of 2025, and we're going to hit each of New Jersey's 21 counties going into this year.
We're looking for that. We got you at Mulligan's, for sure, and that base of operations on the boardwalk, it's going to be spectacular. So, Scott, people that want to volunteer, still looking for that big time, donate or more information. There's a lot of stuff. I have a list here of what you're doing in Wisconsin. We mention that every time. Where do they go to do all that?
Well, please sign up as a volunteer. Sign up right now, earlyvoteaction.com. And in addition to the voter registration, the most important thing that we can be doing, guys, is getting people to commit to vote. So you can commit to vote and volunteer with us at earlyvoteaction.com.
Great stuff, Scott. Thank you. We'll catch up soon, 2 o'clock next Monday.
Thank you.
Scott, Scott Presler here. And Dan, I think he said this is Talk Radio 12 or something, but that's okay. Everything else was foolproof there.
We could just use AI to
add, yeah, we'll use AI to access that. Get that pronunciation woman from over in Jefferson University Hospital. Let's go to Gary in Newtown on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Gary. Afternoon.
Hey, Dom. Happy Monday. What a beautiful day, right?
Absolutely.
So, listening throughout the show, Cooper DeJean, did you happen to see the interview with Scott Van Pelt on the SportsCenter?
I did not. Henry, you did? Yeah. What's your takeaway,
right,
Gary?
So, Scott Van Pelt says,
Cooper, going back to your Iowa days, you've always been a guy that when you get your hands on the ball, you've got a nose for the end zone. At what point, Cooper, when you've got the ball, are you thinking, I'm getting ready to score in the Super Bowl?
Right when I touched it. I was trying to find the open lane, find the open grass to get in the end zone. Luckily, you know, I had some guys throwing some blocks out there for me, and I was able to get in there. It was awesome.
Yeah, Gary, what did you have on that?
When Cooper DeJean, his answer is when did you think you were going to score a touchdown? And he said, as soon as my fingers touch the ball.
Yeah, did you see him coming into the game to stadium? He looked like he was wearing his high school jacket. He looked a lot smaller. I mean, he's a ferocious tackler. Next to these guys, he looked like a high school kid because he's just, you know, only 22 now or 21, whatever.
You guys talking about that Speedy DeJean?
Yeah, Speedy DeJean is the nickname Dan Speedy is DeJean, giving him. Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Gary's, the kid's awesome. My answer to the side question is it goes back to the 90s. It was an old Milwaukee commercial. And, you know, when in the 90s or in the 80s or the further you go back, the more male-dominated the audience was of the NFL, this would have applied last night because what they would say is they talk about all the positive things that happened throughout the day or all the wins that we had. And then it was so good that the Swedish bikini team would fall out of the sky. I mean, you can't do that today, but maybe if there's guys and girls, but on a beach or something like that. But it was a fantastic commercial.
No, bring the Swedish bikini team. You can do that. I would say the Italian bikini team, though. All right, 855-839-12.
Was wrong, because when Muskrat Mike discovered gold, it got somewhat better. And when the Swedish bikini team came downstream, it got a little better. And when the enforcement's
you can't do that today? Come on now. 855-839-1210. You can get on board the lightning round. Just hit us with that all-time memorable commercial coming off, of course, what else? Super Bowl commercials. 855-839-1210. Get on board. That's next here on Talk Radio 1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That's right. Every day around this time, we decide the winner. By the way, we're playing for a $50 gift certificate to the great Gallo's restaurant. And the Harvey Burger Place right there, too. We'll have that on Friday for you. But don't forget Gallo's for any kind of celebration. Dan, did anybody else check in before we go to the calls on should Friday be the day they have the parade? Because on YouTube, et cetera, on Twitter, I think, we're getting a lot of action. Nobody called in on it, though.
No, I asked someone to call in. A couple people call in. So Bobby's story is the worst.
Right.
Because he said, do you mind if I reveal this, Dom?
Yeah, go ahead.
He said, my wife has a one-year cancer follow-up doctor's appointment Friday at Broad and Wolf. His appointment was made a while ago. Pretty important appointment.
Right.
That I really hopes not to miss.
Yeah.
That's tough, man.
Yeah, and we don't know. Do we have a ballpark figure? Because our cop source told me he believed the parade in 2017 stepped off at 1 o'clock. I don't believe that. I thought it was Jason Kelce was out there. I was on 9 to noon then, and I think the parade was happening during my show. So
yeah, I remember listening to Kelce's speech on the way home from doing our show from
right.
10 to noon. So
right.
It had to be like around 2, 3 o'clock, I would think.
Well, that's when they got, though, to the art museum, Eric, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So they must have started like an hour and a half before that, you would think, right? They had to. I mean, it takes that long.
I guess one would make sense then, right? I'm thinking. If you start at one and then you get to the
Army
Jam.
I remember standing out there for seemingly like hours upon hours. I feel like 1 o'clock feels early.
Oh.
Early?
The parade?
Oh, no. That's the start?
Yeah.
All right. I meant like late. I don't know.
Yeah, it is. I got to go back and see. Well, can you Google what time did the parade start in 2017? I don't know if they'll do it that way or not, but I thought it started around 11 o'clock or something. And, you know, it takes a while.
It began at 11 a.m. The intersection of Broad Street and Patterson, moving down Broad towards the Philadelphia Museum of Art.
So that's the last time, right?
Makes no sense.
Yeah.
Good old AI. Thank you. Thank you for not making any sense there.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the last one. Yeah.
11 a.m. If they do something like that, then yeah, we would be in good position where we're hoping to be remotely to broadcast then. Yeah. I think it can't be that late in the afternoon. That's even worse.
Official program began at the bottom of the Art Museum steps around 1 p.m.
The last time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah. And that was at... Look, the costume was outlandish, but that speech pulled no punches by Kelsey. Remember what he said about Lane Johnson?
Lane Johnson can't stay off the juice.
Yeah. I mean, that was a little outrageous. That was, you know, I wouldn't have liked that.
Iconic.
No, I don't think Lane Johnson thought that. He wants to bury that and move on with his life.
Because
it was
like the second or third year of his career or whatever. Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Yes, exactly. He wasn't the Lane Johnson up today. I mean, that's iffy stuff there, yeah. All right, let's go to Drew in Upper Darby on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Drew, afternoon to you.
Hey, Dom, thanks a lot. This advertisement was actually a full-page ad in a magazine. And it was about a popular yet very expensive whiskey named Crown Royal.
Yes.
And it comes in a purple pouch. And on the ground there was a busted up bottle of Crown Royal. It was protruding out of its purple pouch, and the caption read, "Have you ever seen a grown man cry?" I thought that was pretty good. Thanks a lot, Dom.
All right. Thank you, Drew, very much. By the way, somebody who needs help in branding, yesterday, the 115-year-old Boy Scouts of America ditched their name to be more gender neutral, and they no longer will be called the Boy Scouts of America. How we fought for them, they'll be called Scouting America. Scouting America.
Well, poor Girl Scouts.
Yeah, right. But you can't say Boy Scouts. I mean, the battles that went on. When I first came here to Talk Radio 1210, this was epic. Every other month, there was some huge battle over the Boy Scouts, Gay Scout leaders, etc. And now they've devolved where they don't even want to call themselves an iconic name. You don't get a better name than out. That guy's no Boy Scout. You know, we still say that. Why do this? They say it's benefiting him. It's benefiting Scout. All right, Ted in Wilmington. Ted, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Ted.
Hey, Tom, Ben, yeah. Way to go, guys.
Thank you, Ted.
My commercial is Blinding Snowstorm. Announcer, did you ever wonder how the guy who drives a snowplow gets to the snowplow? And the Volkswagen pulls up, guy gets in the snowplow, fires her up and heads out the door.
I think that was a great ad. I remember that. I don't know if it's true or not that I'm going to be taking a Volkswagen in, but yeah, remember that ad. Bill in Palmyra, our final hitter today, memorable commercial. All right, Bill, what's yours?
Tom, Dan, my commercial goes back. It's an old Budweiser where there were two frogs sitting on a lily pad, and they would start the frog noise, Budweiser. And then in the background, there were two lizards, a young one named Lou and an older one. And the young one was complaining about how successful the frogs were. And he finally says, "They're going to pay for this." And the older frog says, "Let it go, Lou."
I remember that older frog. I remember that. Did a lot with the frog. Budweiser, very, very clever. It's surprising. They went the Bud Light way. I've seen the horses come down the main street in Norristown, Dan. 10,000 people standing there to watch the horses. You can't.
I'm surprised no one said the Clydesdales
today
as an answer.
The field goal kicking. of the Clydesdale was iconic. Yeah.
I thought even the one yesterday, I thought that was a good commercial too, the one they did where it rolled the, you know, the driver forgot the keg and it rolled it all the way to the bar he's supposed to be at. I like that one too.
Yeah, I liked the Bud Light one yesterday a lot. That was one of the better commercials by far. So, Dan, who do you think is potentially a winner today?
One call really sticks out to me. That's Joe in Bordentown, who called in with Joe Azuzu, but more so, he was calling out Lenny and Pittman, who called in with Mean Joe Green, saying, as a Joe, he was insulted that Mean Joe wasn't actually a Joe, and his name was actually Charles.
Yeah. Well, I forget. I like the Mean Joe Green thing. Okay.
Well, Lenny and Pittman had Mean Joe Green, so we'll throw him.
No. I like what you said about Joe at Bordentown. Joe Azuzu was very good. Henry, what do you have?
Yeah, I like the different Joe. I like Joe in Columbus with the Bird Magic commercials, seeing kind of how they became friends through that, or at least, you know, friendly with each other.
Oh, boy.
Bob Uecker also standing out as
Yeah. Let's go with Joe of Columbus today. Those commercials were
Larry Bird
episodic. Yeah, they were episodic. There wasn't just one. It went on for quite a while. Okay, we'll put that into the hat. Don't forget, we're playing for on Friday, $50 gift card from the great Gallows. Rich the always fired up and ready to go. Follow me on Twitter until tomorrow at DomShow1210 at DomShow1210. And we'll see several things. Are they going to stick with Friday? It appears to be Friday will be parade day. Interesting idea. And will President Trump today rescind the ban on plastic straws federally? What will they do over in Narberth? Put another new ban on there? More bans. We're not listening to any of it. All right, Rich is next. All that here, 4 big hours on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.